You know, summer is just upon us, but nearly one in four Americans won't be going on vacation this summer because they say they can't afford it. Not having enough money appears to be top of the list, but also, in some cases, other considerations, too many family obligations, and or too busy to work. Amanda Dixon, analyst, financial products writer, Bankrate.com in New York. Amanda, what did surprise you the most?
What surprised me the most is the fact that among Americans who are planning to go on vacation this year, the median amount that they're planning to spend is $1,000. However, a Bankrate survey from earlier this year found that most Americans don't even have $1,000 in emergency savings. So it seems as though some people may want to reevaluate whether going on vacation is a good idea if they don't have enough money saved up.
And of course, if you fly and then you stay in a hotel, even a few days at a resort, that's gobbled up quickly and could be much more. I suppose if you drive, but wear and tear on the car and gas, plus lodging.
Exactly. There's so many expenses that people have to take into consideration. And so with people saying that they can't afford it, it makes sense. Going on vacation can be very costly.
And quickly, what about generational differences? They were kind of interesting.
Yes, millennials are more likely to say that they're not taking time off because they can't afford it or they have too much going on at work. Gen Xers and baby boomers are more likely to say that they're not taking time off because of family obligations rather than a heavy workload.
Your sense that despite all we hear about the good in the economy, things seem to be a little more precarious for people?
I would say so. Even though things are doing well in the economy, there are still people who are struggling.
All right, Amanda Dixon, Bankrate.com. Sorry, out of time here. Have to go to Dave Ross. Thank you for your time. Have a good weekend.